I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being here this Monday. It looks so close. Congress is nearing an agreement on border security that would avert a second government shutdown. But then another sticking point, the number of beds for immigrants detained by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Trump administration wanted room to hold more detainees above the 40-some thousand currently budgeted for. Democrats wanted a decrease in the number of beds. They also wanted a cap on how many immigrants can be held at detention centers deeper in the interior of the country, as opposed to the ones right on the border. President Donald Trump tweeted that the Democrats' demand was, quote, out of the blue. Liz Martinez is with Freedom for Immigrants, a group that advocates for immigrant detainees. Martinez says Trump's assertion is wrong.
It has not been out of the blue. Democrats have been working on increasing ICE oversight, on expanding the use of alternatives to detention, and putting a moratorium on detention beds. And so this is not new.
So is a debate essentially Republicans want more beds to hold immigrants in detention and Democrats want fewer? Is there more to it than that?
I think in general, you know, Democrats have taken, you know, a stand against this administration's brutal anti-immigrant policies on, you know, many different fronts. And this is just the latest front. And I will say that, you know, immigration detention has grown dramatically under both Republican and Democratic administrations. So we, you know, this is something that is a bipartisan issue and that both administrations have sort of seen grow and haven't really done much about it until now.
So how would a cap on detentions play out? Like if there is a series of workplace raids and ICE brings in a number of undocumented immigrants that exceeds the cap, are some just automatically released?
Well, I think we need to kind of go back a little bit in history. You know, in 1994, there were less than 77,000 people in immigration detention on any given day. 25 years later today, there are over 45,000 people locked up on a daily basis, with a record 48,000 in January. And as you said, Trump wants that number to be 52,000 beds. What that tells us is that the detention population has skyrocketed as a result of increasingly punitive policies against immigrant communities, as well as the private prison industry's efforts to lobby for more contracts, because about 70% of people in detention are in for-profit immigrant prisons. And so the problem here is not, you know, if what happens if there's a cap, it's why are we detaining so many people? You know, that should not be happening. People should not have to be languishing in detention. They can continue their immigration cases from the outside with, you know, community support. And so we need to reframe the conversation.
Liz, your organization, Freedom for Immigrants, wants to abolish immigrant detention. Ultimately, what is the value in a cap like this, which would still keep more than 30,000 immigrants behind bars?
Right. So having a cap, it's not ideal for, you know, people like us, for abolitionists, but it gets us to the place where if we can do that, then we can do so much more. We are seeing more progressive policies willing to cut detention and to change the way we think about detention. And so I think, you know, you can start with a cap, but this, you know, Democrats need to do a lot more.
Liz Martinez with Freedom for Immigrants, a nonprofit organization advocating for immigrant detainees. Thank you very much, Liz.
Thank you so much.